The following shiur has been presented by Rav Binyamin Hollander, Dayan, Beis Din, Mishpatei Chayim, Yerushalayim, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Erechim Dav Chov Vov. The Gemara says that if a person was makdish a stei achuza, but he himself did not redeem it before Yovel, rather someone else did, and by Yovel it went to the Kohanim, and the Kohanim sold it to someone else, it can never be redeemed again by the first Bailim. And when the next Yovel arrives, it goes automatically to the Kohen. This is learned out from the Pasuk. Vim lo yigal es asode. Vim moch es asode li ish acher, lo yigal oit. Says the Gemara, that when it said lo yigal, I would have thought the after has been sold to someone else, it cannot be redeemed at all to the owners, even not to be recognized as a stei mikna, a field bought from Hekdish, not inherited, which is acquired only until Yovel, and he cannot even buy it for himself from Hekdish, even until Yovel. Comes along the person and says, Lo yigal oid, teaching us that only to go back to its previous status as a stei achuza, Eino nigeles. But it can be redeemed by the Makdish, that it should be a stei mikna. And when Yovel comes, it will go back to the Kohanim. We see from this Gemara, that in a place where it says not to do something oid again, it means not to do like what it was at the beginning. But definitely it could be done differently. Rabbi Yankov Emden in Agoy Siyavit brings, we see similarly by Irani Dachas that the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yodalev Amud Beis says, the Pasuk says, Lo yitibone oid, Irani Dachas should not be rebuilt again. Says the Gemara that the word oid is telling us not to rebuild it in the same way as it was beforehand. But definitely one is allowed to build parks and orchards, because that is not the same as it was beforehand, and that we learn from the word oid. The priest can bring a shayla, someone who took a shavua, not to see his friend ever again, and he wants to know whether he can see him after he died. For example, for Eidos Isha, he has to give Eidos, or Yerusha problems. The priest can bring a raya from the Zoya. The Zoya says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, just before Kriyas Yamsav, Lo Yisoy Sifu Liroisam Oid Ad Oilom. And then so afterwards it says, Vaya Yisroel Es Mitzrayim Meisas Vasayom. How's that Shaykh? If he said you should never be seen, how could they see them dead Al Svasayom? Says the Zoya that Meis is different. So we see, Lichoira, that Meis is not included in the Shvua. However, many Achrayim bring a question on this in the name of the Shut Beis Yankov, who asks, the Mishnah Subas Da Pegimel on Medalev says, talking about a husband who wants to be Mevata on certain Schuyos that he has in his wife's Nechosim. The Mishnah discusses, and what Loshen does it help to give up his rights on her Nechosim? Rebu Do'ime Lo'ilom, even if he wrote, Din Utvorim Eini B'Nechosayich B'Peirisein, which Shechoyah means that he loses his Schuyos to eat Peiros of her Nechosim when she's still alive, but he's still allowed to eat the Peiros of Nechosel, meaning that if she sells the Peiros that grew on her land and bought with that money another piece of land, the husband can eat the Peiros on that land and he's not mistaric from Peiros. Ad sheyichtev lo din utvorim eini b'nechosayich of Peiroseen u'b'peiroseen ad oilom. On Amud Beis there, Tosfos explains that since it says ad oilom means that you should not eat the peiros shebechayel v'lo ha'peiros shebemoisa. So the Chora here as well, when it says lo yisifu lo yisam oid ad oilom, means that also when they are dead. Said the Tshuvas Shos Yankov, Chedek Adas Simen Kuf Samech Alef, that this is a machlega between Rashi and Tosfos in Subas. Rashi holds that that Stam Atnai does not include Kol Yemei Chayov. And therefore when he says Ad Oilom Yizkavona is Kol Yemei Chayov, only when he's alive and not Lacha Misa. However, Tosfos hold that Bistam is Kol Yemei Chayov, and Ad Oilom comes to include after Misa. The Ostrov Tzegoin in the Sefer Berim Moshe Ad HaTorah says that this is all totally on the Kavona. In the Gemara Ksugas, he does not want to have Hanor from a Peretz. And therefore when it says Ad Oilom, it includes after Misa. But in Mitzrayim, the main Kavona was not to be afraid of them. And if they were dead, of course it was mutter to see them, because there was nothing to be afraid of. Adarabba, they had to see them in order not to be afraid or worried that maybe they would suddenly come up from the other side of the Yam. The Orach Chaim HaKodesh asks Astira, that in the Medrash it says that the Yam did not want to swallow the Mesim, and he threw them out on shore, that they should be buried on shore. And Daf Kuf Yud Ches, the Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Yud Ches on Beis says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Yam that you should throw all the Mesim on shore in order that when they saw should see they were not coming up on the other side. And says the Medrash that the sea did not want to throw them up on the Abosha. As they said, Klum Yesh Evet Shenoisin the Rabbi Matono V'chuyzev Enoitim Emenu. Is there an Evet which his Rav gives him a matona and he takes it back from him? Answers the Orach Chaim that the Medrash says the Mitzrim were on the seashore when they were still goyis to sin, and each Yid saw revenge in the Egyptian who would meshabbat him la'avodah, who made him work. And on that claim the sea, they does not want to throw them up. Why? Since the Yam wanted to finish them off completely, to completely drown them. But after that, when they died, says the Medrash, that the shul did not want to throw them back in again. The Marsham was asked about Reuven, who took a shul never to see Shimon, and Shimon died. And since Reuven was working on Chevra Kadisha, he wanted to know whether he's allowed to deal with a tyre of this person, of Shimon. Since when you do Taira, he's going to see him. The Marsham brought what the Zoya, what we just brought now on the post of Ayayi Som inside Mesa Sasayom. The Rabbi Yossi asked, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Bnei Yisrael, Lo Yisrael Sifum, Liroisam Oid Adoilom. So how could they see them dead? And says the Zoya, even if you're going to tell me that they saw them only dead, that would be okay. If it would have said, Lo Yisrael Sifu Leroisam Oid Chayim. But the Pasuk just said, Lo Yisrael Sifu Leroisam Oid, which includes also dead, says the Zoya, that Ad Oilom means Oilom HaTachtoin. Because an Oilom HaTachtoin is going to be dinim on the Egyptians. And once they were given over to be judged, then it was mutter to see them again. Non sapi kabola. But what do we see from the Zoya? That the chayyah seeing a dead person is yes called seeing. And it will come out that someone who takes a shavua never to see someone else again means also when he's dead. Says the Marsham though, that there was a haftocha that they should not see them at oilom, which includes also after Misa. But someone who does not say Ad Oilom, maybe we could say that he sees them after Misa. What do we see though from here? That the Yidden saw the Mitzrim alive on shore and not dead. And the Chur, that is not like the Zoya that says that they saw them also dead. Answers the Michas Yitzchok in his Parashat HaTorah. He says we can answer the Zoya in a different way. The Maisa, there were four kitters, four groups. And that cut that said that we should go back to Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lo Yisoyisifo Liroyisom Oid. And therefore, says the Minchas Yitzchak, only those Rishoyim did Moshe Rabbeinu say to them, Lo Yisoyisifo Liroyisom Oid. And it could be that Behemoth they did not see again the Mitzrayim, not alive or dead. But the Tzadikim, They were zoicha to see the Mitzrayim and to see, have revenge against them. And it could be that they saw the Mitzrayim alive, like it's brought in the Medrash. Since to the tzaddikim it was not said, lo yisay sifom le'roisam oyed adoylom. So the Maisa, back to our question of the Marsham, we can see from the Zoya that even after Misa, l'choyot bi'osa. But the Marsham wants to bring the Araya from our Gemara, but at the end it says, whenever it said not to do something oyed, like we said before, it means not to do exactly the same as the first time. But it could be different, like we brought a Raya also from Irani Dachas. And therefore, if the person took a Shavua here not to see his friend again, after Misa, since it's a change of what it was, Mechayim, then he would be allowed to see him. And therefore, in the case of the Masham, he was given a Heter to be on the Chevre Kadisha and be Metapel with this Meis Shimon. As we said, that they saw the goof of the Mitzrim dead al Sasayom. And we brought the Medrash that the Yisrael recognized them, who was the Mitzri, was Meshabed them la'avodah, and that was the way of taking their revenge. The Chorah comes out from Divrei Chazal that the Bnei Yisrael were looking at the faces of the Mitzrim when they were dead. And that is a bit of shver to say, because we have the Gemara in Horius that you give it on the base, that Asorah Dvorim Koshim Nelimut. And one of them is, Amistakib Ifnei Ames. Mishabura even brings it in Simon base, that someone that looks in the face of a mace, Mishakech Talmudai. So how did Abnei Yisrael look at the Mitzrim after they were dead? An easy way of answering this is to say that since they were not Mekabel the Torah yet, therefore, there was no chashash yishkach talmudam. But there is another way of answering it. In the Perush HaGadol, Rabbeinu Yehudah HaPanini, who lived at the time of the Rashba, he wrote a sefer Bechinas Olam. He says that the reason why a person looks in the mace, forgets his learning, is Yehudah Lekoil. Sha'aroya b'mayis ha'mayis yovei olav yiro g'doylo. Person looks at the mayis, suddenly has a tremendous fear. V'ro'yisa yo'isha hu ha'shem ha'kiroi v'yodeh ha'ish v'esichoi b'yoyisa chai. He knew this person, he was alive, he was talking to him. And now he sees him mayis even doimem lo yomu shmim koimoi, like a stone which cannot move. Yechrad olav charoda g'doylo. Suddenly, he gets very scared that maybe he soon is also going to be like this. Because of this pacha that he has, his sichel gets very bothered and he's going to forget his learning. And he will not be able to have kavona on his chokhmah until his mesiach das. It's going to be impossible for him to teach and to learn. Im yisatze veliboy, im loy metoich tva simcha. A person has to be a simcha when he's learning. And here with his fear, he's going to be very taken away by it, and he will not be able to learn, and that's where it comes Shaker to Mudai. So therefore we can say, Chazal said here, like we brought before, that each one of the Am Yisrael who saw the mitzvah that used to make him work was happy. There wasn't even a better, greater simcha than this, so that they saw them dead. These people who mamish were miyasa them, they made them work. And like it says in Tehillim, Yismach Tzadik Kichaza Nokom. And therefore there was no chashash whatsoever they're going to forget their Talmudim because of Charod, because they are feared, or because of the Seger is going to be busy in it. El Adarabba. This brought them to learn even better, to give a Yidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as we see afterwards, they all started with Simcha Rabba, for Omru Shiras Hayam.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.